So, Rupert, y'all take your darts over here pretty seriously, huh? What's the billiard game y'all do that sounds like a brand of cookies?
Snooker?
That's it. That's the one. Yeah, boy, I'd love to curl up on a couch under a weighted blanket, watch You've Got Mail, and devour a box of Snookers. See what we got here. Hey, there it is.
Do you like darts, Ted?
Oh, okay. I'm more of a, you know, a cornhole man myself. Yeah. Nope.
Huh. How about a game? I mean, we could, you know, maybe wager, say, £10,000.
Oh. Well, as my doctor told me when I got addicted to fettuccine Alfredo, that's a little rich for my blood. How about this? If you win, I'll let you pick the starting lineup of the last two games of the season. But if I win, you can't go anywhere near the owner's box, at least not while Rebecca's still in charge.
Ted, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I believe some folks call it white knight, but I don't know. I'm just following my gut here. It's okay. Ted. It's going well. What do you think?
You're on.
Okay.
Double in, double out.
Whatever you say, Ruby Deuce. Yeah. Just let me know if I'm winning or losing, all right?
Oh, I forgot I had these on me.
Oh, wait a second. I forgot I'm left-handed. Oh, it's going to be a hoot.
180!
William Rupert, get in!
Shut your stupid little twat mouth, or I will shut it for you.
Shall I be giving you the lineup card now, Ted? I shall be putting your Bassanio back on defence where he belongs.
That's exactly what I said, didn't I?
No, it's not all Ted's fault. My ex-wife's the one who brought the hillbilly to our shores. I know she's always been a bit randy, but I never thought she would fuck over an entire team.
Hey! Better manners when I'm holding a dart. Please. Mate, what do I need to win?
Two triple 20s and a bullseye.
Good luck.
You know, Rupert, guys have underestimated me my entire life. And for years, I never understood why. It used to really bother me. Then one day, I was driving my little boy to school, and I saw this quote by Walt Whitman. It was painted on the wall there. It said, "Be curious, not judgmental." I like that. So I get back in my car, and I'm driving to work. And all of a sudden, it hits me. All them fellas that used to belittle me, not a single one of them were curious. You know, they thought they had everything all figured out, and so they judged everything. They judged everyone. And I realized that they're underestimating me. Who I was had nothing to do with it. Because if they were curious, they would ask questions. You know? Questions like, "Have you played a lot of darts, Ted?" Which I would have answered, "Yes, sir." Every Sunday afternoon at a sports bar with my father from age 10 until I was 16 when he passed away. Barbecue sauce. Good game, Ruben.
Come on, let's go.
You are very lovely consolation prize.
Rebecca, Ted, enjoy your evening. Mate, as always.
Shit, that felt good.
That was fun. Only one thing left to do now.
What's that? Do I have to? Switzer on me!
I think when I first saw this clip and I thought, yeah, be curious, not judgmental. I am not going to be underestimated by those big, bad defense lawyers. And I think that's lazy thinking. And that's on me, not anybody else. That's a me issue. So I started thinking about it. Be curious, not judgmental. I think this really applies not for us, whatever side we're on, and our opponents. What I really think I took away from this was be curious, not judgmental about my client, about my friends, about the people I practice law with, about my family. Because as lawyers, we have a job to do, and that's to make tough decisions. We use our experiences, we use discernment, we use judgment. It's okay to judge. It's okay to make decisions. And if I were to ask everybody in this room, if you're going to make a decision, would you like all the information or just part of it? Of course, everyone would say, I want all of it. And we rarely have all of it. But if we're curious, if we spend time with our clients, if we ask those questions, if we spend time trying to get to know them and not just, this is John Smith, he got rear-ended on I-35 and his medical bills are $35,000 and there's a $30,000 policy, so obviously it's a $30,000. I mean, when you ask these questions and you start building relationship equity and relationship integrity with your clients on either side, you're going to get a perspective that when you walk into the jury room, you're going to be able to endear them like you need to. You're going to be able to represent them in the way that you're capable of doing it. See, I get really impatient sometimes. I think the longer that I've practiced, the more impatient I get to a final answer, get to the right answer. And I've noticed this at home, too. If my wife and I are talking about a problem, I start to get more impatient. Let's get to the solution. Let's get to the solution. And by doing that, I'm rushing to a judgment. I'm rushing to a solution that is probably going to be flawed. And if we're curious, which means patience, means asking questions, and it means listening, you're going to be able to base that information off of more than the information we had before that.